Have you felt depressed, tired, anxious, exhausted? Or perhaps some of you at this moment, you're feeling tired, exhausted, depressed. Well, guess what? The prophet Elijah understands your pain, our pain. As he cries out today, basically, he goes to God and he says, "This is enough, O Lord. This is it. I had it." Which is God, a small version of the book of Kings, the first book of Kings. I would recommend to you go back and read the whole thing. It's only 22 chapters. If you're a slow reader like me, it might take you 3 hours. But usually in 2 hours, you'll get it done. He goes on a day's journey into the desert. He's tired. He's exhausted. But before that, this guy has been fighting for God against Jezebel and Ahab, the queen and the king. They were worshiping idols, Baal. He kills all the prophets. He's in big trouble. Well, the lady wants to kill him. With this, go back and read it, okay? I'm not giving you just the summary for no reason. Go back and read the whole book. This woman wants to kill the prophet. Then he goes far away because he doesn't want to get killed. But then he's like, "God, am I the only one who's standing on your side? Am I the only one who's fighting for what is right? Am I the only one who's fighting for the truth?" Sounds familiar? In this particular time, it seems that we as Catholics, that the church is the only one fighting against whatever the world is teaching. Are we the only ones who are defending life? Are we the only ones who are promoting life? Sometimes we get to a point in which we say, "Lord, I had enough. I'm tired. I'm exhausted." This is how the prophet Elijah felt, that there was no hope. But he goes to a broom tree. Then the Lord provides. He sends an angel to give him food. First, go take a nap. Then he wakes up and then he eats. Then he goes back and takes another nap. If you're feeling that you're exhausted, that you had enough, my dear friends, I invite you to get closer to God, even in those most difficult times, to be fed, to be nourished, to be strengthened. Like the prophet Elijah, it says that he had water and a cake. But then he went on for 40 more nights, days and nights, to continue on with the mission he was entrusted with. Water and cake. For 40 more days? That's God's providence. I would say, let me get a Big Mac and maybe a pink lemonade for 40 more days. That will last longer. But it was water and cake. God provided for him. Whom do you put your trust in? Is your hope under the broom tree, the tree of frustration, anxiety, or is it under a man who died on a tree, Jesus Christ? Where is our hope? Saint André Bessette, and we are familiar with him because we have a beautiful statue next to the chapel in St. Clair. He said, It is by the smallest brushes that the painter paints the most exquisitely beautiful pictures. One day at a time. Just one day at a time. Whatever you're going through in this time, if you feel that you're exhausted, that you had enough, come to Jesus. Be strengthened by Him who is the bread of life, who's here to strengthen us, to give us what we need. Let us put our trust, our hope in God, in a man who died on a tree to give us salvation, to give us Himself, so that we may continue this journey until He comes again. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to remain there, trusting in God that He will provide. To whom else shall we go if He has the words of everlasting life? Please stand. I believe in one God.